We are learning Mesechta Megillah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom. It says, Bahaman, even after he was invited to the first Suda together with Esther and Achashverosh, after he left and he's invited to the next day, Suda, he still sees Mordechai not bowing down. He says, V'chol zeh, einenu shoyve li, v'chol eis ha-shani roya es Mordechai Yehudi Yosef Shara Melech. It's all not worth it to me when I see Mordechai sitting in the Shara Melech. Amra lozar mechanina, v'shah sh'roa haman es Mordechai Yosef Shara Melech, Omar calls that a shovel. He said, nothing is not worth to me. And what's pshat in that? So the Gemara says, two pshat to me. Rav Chista, don't Rav Chista. Zeba perzbuli, zeba perzbuti. Which is a story in the Medrash, how this is before the Maisa Purim. Mordechai and Haman once sent out with a contingent of soldiers to fight a war. And Haman used up all his money. And he didn't have any money for his provisions. And he told Mordechai, can I borrow some money? So Mordechai said, what do you give me back? So he signed himself to be an Eved to Mordechai, and then he gave him the money. So really, everything he owned was owned by his master, which was Mordechai. So the Pasuk says, Zeba Peperzbuli, which means he came with his Oysher. Mordechai, Lashon Buli is Lashon of Oysher, of being rich. Zeba Peperzbuti, and Haman came, he was poor. Lashon Havet Havetanu. So, therefore, every time he saw Mordechai, he said, it's not worth it, because I don't own anything when I see him. He's my master. On my papa, Vakarli, Avdom, Zdavim, Batomi, some of the gifts of Tomi Nahama, and he used to call Arma Haman, the Eved who was sold for a loaf of bread. He had all his possessions hanging from his heart, so some say it means it got a list. It was a list of all his properties and all his possessions were hung on his neck. He had a notebook up there, and he said this thing. He pointed to this. All this, it's not worth anything to me because I'm so angry at Mordechai. All this is not worth it to me. Some say it was a nice diamond. I can put him either way. Every time he saw Mordechai, he said it's all not worth it to me. On the head of every tzaddik. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Bayomahu yeh Hashem tzevakos la'teres tzvi v'letzviras tefara l'shar amay." Pasuk in Yeshaya, and we're going to dash now three pasukim in Yeshaya. So the first pasuk says Hashem will be a crown to someone who is a teres tzvi and tzviras tefara, and we dash in that tzvi and tefara are talking about the midah of the tzaddik. Maila teres tzvi tzviras tefara. To the tzaddikim who do his will, to Hashem's will, and who are waiting for the Yeshua. Yochel Kol, think everyone who waits for the Yeshua gets the special Hashurah. No. Tamlin with Shar Amay. Lemisha Mesim Atzmei Kishraim. Only someone who's an Onav is Mesim Atzmei Kishraim. And the next pasuk says, more mindless of a tzaddik, Luruach Mishpat, Yeshva Mishpat, Lagvura Meshivim Lacham Shaorah. And more dashing like this. Ruach Mishpat Zadon is Yitzroy. Someone was Kaifa. His Yetzirah to do tshuva. Well, the Yeshiva La Mishpat Zeh Adon Dinamis La Amita. That's someone who paskins a din Torah La Amita. Torah speaks out what the word La Amita means. It says even if you have Edim and sounds like it's right psak, but if you have a feeling it's not the right psak, it's called a din meruma. You should try to look into it more to make sure you paskin emes La Amita. Lagvura Zeh Misgaba Yetzirah. That's someone who doesn't do averus in the first place. He has Misgaba on his Yetzirah. Mashiva Mechama, Shenoisim, Venoisim, Mecham to Torah. They go back and forth with the Mechama of Torah. Sha'ara, Eilut me the Cham. Shashkim, Marib, Matagasias, and Matagasias, they're the first to wake up and they open the doors. Sha'ara, and Sha'arim, they're like the ones who open the doors and close the doors. That's what it means, Sha'ara. The next pasuk says, Gam Eila, Vayayin Shagu, Vashaykhar Ta'u. So hey, dash that pasuk. That's pasuk talking about people who don't get this special hashras hashchina. So Amru Mias Din Pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shloim. Manashtanu Elu. Why do those tzaddikim get this hashras hashchina and those don't? Amalah. So Shailin Gersis net here. So I'll read this the Gemara inside, but a lot of Gersis take out the next line. Amalah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Amalah Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Asku b'Tayra. Therefore, they can rezechet this. Umasayim l'asku b'Tayra. And Amalei, then not only that, there are also the Rasham also of the Eden also, they also won't get it. Why? Gam Eila b'yayin shag, because they also drank too much wine. Or with Sheikha Tau, they got lost with beer. Paku Palila. What's Paku Palila mean? Ain't Paku al Gehenim. What Avigal told David HaMelech that this shouldn't be Avera Fila Puka. Plila means Dayanim, which means, so the Pasuk says, Paku Plila means it was Gepaskin on them Gehenim. Vein Plila Dayanim, Shinem Avnaslam Aflilim. So that kind of drasha of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which says the schar that tzaddikim will get, the shrasa shchina, and the people not tzaddikim who got lost with the wine and the beer, they will go to Gehenna. The Pasuk says further about Esther, that Esther now comes to Achashverosh. Vatamoid bechatzar beis hamelech haprimis. What happened there? Amrav Levi, when she reached, kim shegila beis haslam, when she reached the house that housed all the getchkas, all of Avodah Zarah's, Nistalka HaMelech Shechina. As she's coming there, the Shechina leaves. It was Vatilbash Malchus, which means she got the Ruch Kodesh, and all of a sudden she gets closer to Achashverosh and disappears. Omra, so she daven, like in the Mizmar, Ayelas HaShachar, Maseach, Ayelas HaShachar Mizmar, in that Mizmar it says, Keli, Keli, Loma HaZavtoni, why do you leave me? Shemat Dadon Al Shegi Kemezid Val Inis Karatzan. I don't really want to do this. Even though I'm doing this Baratzan, like Rashi speaks out, but I don't want to do this. It's not what I want to do. I'm doing this to save Klai Yisrael. Why did the Shechina go away? Or Shema Al Shekarasiv Kelev? Maybe because I called Achashverosh a Kelev. Shema, it says in the Pasuk that she davened Hatzilo Mecherev Nafshim Yad Kelev Yechidasi. She's davening, save me from the Kelev, and that's not covered Malchus. So Chazra VeKarasiv Arya. So she said, she returned and called him Achashverosh Aryeh, a lion. Shemar, Hoshi Eini, save me with P. Aryeh, from the mouth of the lion. So she davened and she gets the Shechina back. Vayikir Reis HaMelech Esther Malka. When the Melech saw Esther Malka, says Mashma, he saw something. Orav Yechron, Gimel Malachi Asharos Zdam Rulab Oisashah. Three Malachi Asharos came to help her at that time. Echot Shagbia Es Savara, one to pick up her neck so the Melech could see her well. Another one gave her a lot of chayin so she find favor in the eyes of the king. Another one to pull out the sharbet, and the sharbet azov touched Esther to tell her to come in. V'kama, how long did it become? It was two amas long. V'hemidoi, and the malach made it, I'll stay in my surveyor, 12 amas long. V'amrilal, 16 amas long. V'amrilal, 24. Some say 24 amas long. Mastita tana al shishim, made it to 60 amas long. V'chein, at the moitz of Amos Shabbos, that this price says it was 60 amas long. The Amos Shabbos, which is when she went to get Moshe Rabbeinu in the water, she stuck out her hand, and it went 60 amas long. It's from this price as well. V'chein, at the moitz of Ashina Risham. It says by Og Melech HaBosh, and he picked up a mountain, he wanted to throw it on Klai Yisrael, and Hashem made a nace that a bunch of ants eroded the middle of the mountain and it fell on his head, and he couldn't get it off because his teeth got longer and went through the mountain and got it stuck to his head. And also, those teeth went 60 amos long. Became longer. Now, Rashi says a remez, that it became 60 amos long. It says, should have said Shein Rasha Shibarta. What Shinei Loshen Rabim and Rishayim? The extra yud with the extra yud mem is 60. That's the gematria that's 60 amos long. Shinei Rishayim Shibarta. Zokti Maravaita Rabba Bar Oifron. We had this mandiyam before and Taisha spoke out. It's not Ephron, it's Oifron. Rabba Bar Oifron Amoshim Rabbi Leazar Shishama Rabbi. He heard it from his Rebbe. Rabbi Masayim that it was 200 amos long. 200 amas long, not the Hamsa show was referring to. Is it referring to the Shinei Risham or to the Amasa of Paroi or to all three of things? I'm not sure which one is that? Achashverosh is Amasa. It's going on that. Okay. So when she meets up with Achashverosh, Achashverosh asks her, "What can I do for you? I'll give you anything up to half the malchus." So pasuk pshat is like the Gemara says, "Chatzi malchus, like all malchus. Give you half the malchus, not the whole malchus." But another pshat is loy davar shechoytz it's the malchus. Not, I'm not giving you something that will split the malchus in half. My new binyan beis mikdash. That's the binyan beis mikdash, which Rashi says was situated in the middle of his empire. So what he meant to say is ad chatzi malchus means I'll give you everything, but not the beis mikdash. So it says in the pasuk that Esther answers, "You know what I want? I don't want half the malchus. What I want is Yavai Hamelech v'Haman al Mishnah. I want you, the Melech, and Haman to come to a party." the party today and tomorrow. And they didn't say tomorrow, the party today, and later on by that party, he invited him for tomorrow. Tanabon, my Rosa Esther, Shizimna is Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to this party? Why didn't you just make a party with the Melech and tell him all about the whole story? Why did he bring Haman there? So Gemara is going to say like a lot of different pshatim. Rav Elazar Omer Pachim Tam Loloi. She was setting a trap for him. When it comes to Goyim, the best way to set a trap for them is to give them food and drink, and something will happen. Rav Yeshua Omer. She learned it from a pasuk that she heard from the children in back home. If your enemy is hungry, give him lechem, and which means is make him feel good, and therefore he'll feel indebted to you, and he won't harm you. That's pshat in this pasuk. He wanted to invite Haman because she just eats with Achashverosh, Haman might get chapped, something's going on, he'll kill them both. He'll rebel against them. Therefore, invite him, make him be as part of everything, so you won't rebel. Rabbi Yehuda and Mekdesh Yakiru Ba Shi Yehudis. Haman shouldn't recognize that she is Yehudis. If he sees her going in with the Melech, he'll chap. What's the Chaykh? She's been a Gzeira. She's probably Jewish, and she's going in for the Eden. So therefore, now not the chap, you invite Haman, and therefore, look, even the enemy we're inviting. That Klal Yisrael should see that she's inviting Haman and she's inviting the enemy, so they won't. They're still going to daven to Hashem. They're not going to be so betuach. Oh, we have someone in the Beis Avelach. They're not going to be Messiah Dar Rachman. They see that Esther is advocating for them. They're not going to daven so much. They see that she invited Haman. Oh, they got scared already. Another pshat is that he should be available at any time if, you know, she wants to say to be machshav by the melech, so we have him here, so it's much easier to work something out and try to get him good. Rav Shem ben Asya ema ula yargish hamoko in v'yasa lodu neitz. Very interesting pshat. Rashi has two pshatim in this, but when Hashem sees that she even has to invite the enemies, she has to mekarvis the name shel Yisrael, so that is a way that will bring more achmanis to Klal Yisrael. That's the first pshat. Afani mekareves anem shel Yisrael. That's the first pshat. Second pshat is yargish and itzrich lahachnif rasha and zalz mechvedi and zalz mechvedi. Chaim Shulevitz has a shmuz here that you see all these other tefillas and fasting. That's not going to help. Once I give up some of my kavod, that already could bring the geula. If I give up some of my kavod, that already could bring the geula. So Gemara says further over here. That another pshat over here. Rabbi Shimon Karach Oma Az Beloy Ponim Kadesh Yaharig Hu Vehi. She said another idea that if she invites Haman, Achashverosh will think that maybe Haman and Esther have a relationship, and the Melech will kill them both. And Rashi brings down that the rule is that if the one who made the Gzera dies, then Mevatel the whole Gzera. We had this before in Maseches Tainus, such an idea. That if one of the people who made the Gzera die, it's a bad sign. Elam vat ol Gzera. Rabbi Gamliel, huh? Why the right, so it's a good question. They asked, I hung up, when he went to hung him up on a tree, it's Chareshi bottle. So they answered, because there was that's married with Malchus. It's only if he dies, like unnaturally, that something looks like it's going to Gzera. But here, it says he was Neifel Fnei HaMelech, so it was that's married with Malchus that he died, and therefore they asked the Kavs, just to answer. It's married with Malchus, so they see it wasn't for that reason. So the Gemara says further, Rabbi Gamliel Oima Melech Hafachon Hoya. He was a very fickle person, Achashverosh. And let's say he's in the side to kill Haman, he might change his mind. So she wanted to have Haman right there at that time in order that Haman should be prepared to get rid of him right away. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, after all these pshatim, Adayin Srichin Olam Adayu. We still need the Madayu's pshat. Tanya, Rabbi Lezim Adayu Eimer, Kinosai B'melech, Kinosai B'sarim. The way you wanted to make kinah over here. You invite Haman, there's kinah b'melech, there's kinah b'sarim, there's kinah going all over here, because on one hand, Achshverosh says, why are you inviting Haman? Like, what are you inviting Haman for? And Haman says, what are you inviting Haman? It brings kinah when you invite him together. Rabba amar not a pshal, b'nei shvar go'oin. Before you bring down the rasha, Hashem always picks him up, makes him very big, and then knocks him down. So here, we brought him up, invited him to the Suda, and then we knocked him down. A different pasuk. Bechumam Oshis es Mishtayim. This pasuk about Shatzar, that after they came back from a war, they were very hot and they drank so much, and that's when Mashatzar was killed. It's a good time to kill them when they drink too much. So this pasuk, you give them a lot to drink, it's a good way to get rid of them. Ashke Rabba Bar Avol Elio. Rabba Bar Elio found Elio and Avi. And I'm like, come on, Chazi Estav Avdachi. Which plan? We have a bunch of them shot me. I don't know, I didn't count. Like 10 of them shot them. Which one was Esther's plan? Amalei, Elionavi answered, Kekulu Tanoi Kulma Roy. Like all the Tanoi Roy, that was his plan, was like all of them. She had in mind all these different ideas. So it says, after the first Suda, he comes home, Haman, by Sapa Lehem, Haman is quite Ashroi about all his wealth, Rav Bonav, all his children. Kamarav Bonav, how many children he have? And Rav Shloishim, he had 30 children. And after he was killed, Asara Mesu, 10 died, Vasara Nitlu, 10 were hung, Vasara Machazim Apsachim, the other 10 were so poor, they had to go collecting door to door. Rabban Amri, Oysam Shemachzim Apsachim, the children who were going door to door, Shivim Havya. There were 70 of them. 70 children of Haman were going collecting for food. Chsiv, Sveim Belechem Niskaru, Altikri Sveim, El Shivim. 70 children were going around for food. But Rabba Abba Amar, Kulam Masayim Vishmayna Havya, 208 children. Shneim Avarayiv Bonov, and Rayiv is Gematria, 208. Great, the Gemara of Rayiv Gematria, Masav Rabba Asav, 214. The Gemara could have answered that just Rayiv, without the word Vav, Rayiv, grabbed us 208. The Gemara answered different. Rav Nachmanitza, Varav Ksiv. It says, Varav, without the Vav, so it's 208. I guess because the Taka says, without the Vav. The Pasuk says further, Belailahu Nodosh Nasa Melech. That night, after the first party, first Suda by Haman, Achashverosh, and Esther, he couldn't sleep. Achashverosh could not sleep. Omrav Tankum Nodosh Nas Malka Shalolam, which means that Hashem Nodosh Kaviyachol, Hashem didn't sleep, which means Hashem stayed awake to do nekama on the Rishon. Rabban Amri Nodu Al Yonim Nodu Achtoinim, which means is that the Malachim stayed up to make Achashverosh crazy that he shouldn't sleep. And they were saying to his ears, Kafu Toiva, you're a Kafu Toiva, pay up your debts, pay up your debts. That's what they're saying in his ear. Rav Ama, Shnas Amelech Achsheres Mamash. It means Mamash, he couldn't sleep. Because Nafli Milsav Adayte, he was thinking, like, what's going on here? Maida Kamon, the Zimte Estla Haman, what's Pshat, Estla Vad Haman, Dilma Eitzo Koshakli Law, you're either planning something against me? Dahu Gavra, they're planning to kill me, Lamiktale? Hadama Yachi, Lehavi Gavra, the Racham Li, Dahu Maidli, is no one who likes me enough to tell him, let me know what's going on? Maybe someone I did something good to, I didn't pay him back. Therefore, he doesn't want to tell me. Therefore, he's not worth it. Tell me what's going on because he doesn't get paid back. He asked to bring the book of Zechariah to see if there's anyone he owes a debt to. And we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow from here.